Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
How's the Newsweek committee?
It's a beautiful thing, the destruction of words.
Sugar, 2.4.
You won't have seen the dictionary, 10th edition yet, Smith. It's that thick. The 11th edition will be that thick.
That's where the revolution will be complete, when the language is perfect.
The secret is to move from translation to direct thought to automatic response. They need to self-discipline. Language coming from here, not from here.
The slow decay of individual identity and the cancer of guilt in a society losing its grip on free speech is spiraling out of control. You may recall when leaders in the House of Representatives announced a rule package for the 117th Congress that included a proposal to use gender-inclusive language and eliminated gendered terms such as father, mother, son, daughter, etc.
On page 5 of the 45-page package, strike chairman and insert chair. On page 6, strike father, mother, son, daughter, brother, sister, husband, wife, father-in-law or mother-in-law, and insert parent, child, sibling, spouse, or parent-in-law. And then strike himself or herself and insert themselves. The House Democratic Caucus Chair was asked about the new language.
Gender-neutral language is just consistent to reflect the gorgeous mosaic of the American people in the most sensitive fashion possible.
Peace even in this chamber, now and evermore. We ask it in the name of the monotheistic God, Brahma, and God known by many names, by many different faiths. A man and a woman.
Removing references to, you know, mothers and fathers, brothers and sisters, sons and daughters from congressional rules and administration, it's mind-blowing because it shows just how out of touch with reality and the struggles of everyday Americans people in Congress are. But instead of doing something that could actually help save people's lives, they're choosing instead to say, well, you can't say mother or father in any of this congressional language. It's astounding.
Well, now the Biden administration, in all of its neo-cultural Marxist lunacy, has decided that instead of illegal aliens, which was still being used by some government officials in press releases and elsewhere, Border Patrol and ICE should now instead use undocumented non-citizen or undocumented individual, according to the memos. This from the Washington Times.
So what we're doing is we're putting together an entire organizational structure so that within 7 days they're able to get on the phone, contact that number, find out whether there is a mother or a father.
The term alien has been used in the United States at least since the Alien and Sedition Act of 1798. And as the dictionary continues to get smaller, according to the Word Police over at thesaurus.com, you can no longer refer to your iguana or your pet goldfish as your spirit animal due to cultural appropriation. Throwing the term guru around is now highly offensive to Buddhists and Hindus, according to thesaurus.com. And the same goes for ninja, Nazi, and Sherpa, because we aren't taking their origins serious enough. And forget about binge watching. Binging is highly offensive to people with serious eating disorders. If they can police the words you use, they can change the way you think. And if we let this happen, eventually the word freedom, which is the basis of our republic, will be on the chopping block. John Bowne reporting.
This is a systematic assault on reality.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
I 1,000,000,000% believe what I'm saying. Hell, everybody knows that. I just tell you what I'm really thinking. People say, Jones, why the hell did you just say that on air? That's embarrassing. Well, I'm not going to stop with only the good stuff about me. But I'll tell you this right now. You're nuts if you don't get storable food. And I've got the biggest, best sponsor with the highest quality food at the lowest price you're going to find. Can you spend triple or four times it and get, like, gourmet stuff that tastes even better? Yeah. Most of the stuff tastes amazing. Some of it tastes okay. The point is it's high quality, it's nutritious, and it lasts a long time. And compared to other competitors, they can't even get close. We've got 3 months, 6 months, year supplies right now, and I twisted their arm so hard to give you 10% off again because you're so conditioned only buying under super sale. We're doing it one more time. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off the entire catalog of My Patriot Supply. Get ready while you still can.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I've been interviewing Mike Adams. It's got to be more than 12 years or so, maybe 14 years. NaturalNews.com, a lot of other great news sites as well. He also owns a big food and product testing facility here in Central Texas and a farm. He's a good friend of mine, a smart guy. People don't really need to have him introduced to them. But there is so much that we're going to be talking about with him today. But the first thing I want to get to is just a larger overview. A larger overview of the COVID lockdowns, the breakdown of civilization, the lockdowns they admit causing 10, 20 times the starvation that COVID is causing death, and what he thinks they're going to do next. Because as it comes out that the vaccines don't work and are causing mutations and are causing real viral shedding of really dangerous COVID viruses, how do they think they're going to get away with that? Well, I believe with another crisis even bigger. That's how they normally do it. But clearly we've gone over the edge. They're fully committed to their operations. And just how many people are dying that take the vaccines, that aren't vaccines, and just all the craziness. Wow, we are really inside the New World Order now. And then also he's got a new story out that's at naturalnews.com. It's also on InfoWars.com. Health Ranger posts new microscope photos of COVID swabs, COVID masks, mysterious red and blue fibers. And others have scanned them and found similar weird things that appear to be, well, not appear, they are moving. And then there's also German researchers have tested what's in the Pfizer shot, and it appears to have things moving around in it. And so we're going to get a hold of some samples and work with some labs like Mike Adams to test this themselves. But clearly, this is getting weirder and weirder and stranger and stranger. And we've got all these studies that the masks are actually causing all sorts of diseases. Mike Adams, thank you so much for joining us. What do you want to tackle first?
Well, first of all, Alex, it's very clear that there is an extermination agenda that's been unleashed against humanity. And so every element of this COVID pandemic has been weaponized. The vaccines are bioweapons. The original COVID, which was designed to have a high transmission rate, was also a bioweapon, but the real weapon is the vaccines. And now it's clear they're going to repeat this. They're going to say, well, your original vaccine expires now. Those of you who signed up for a vaccine passport, the government has tracked you, but now that vaccine has expired. So they're going to require a booster shot to handle the new strains, the new mutants. Well, the strains and the mutants are being created by people who get vaccinated. You know, so they're shedding all these different strains, and that's then being targeted by the vaccine companies.
And by the way, you were one of the first people to say that a year ago. Even NPR and the New York Times admit it's creating new strains. It's insane.
Yeah, well, and I want to say something really important here. If they had done nothing, no vaccines, no masks, no lockdowns, no social distancing, this thing would have already been over. Because natural innate immunity would have already conquered this. People would be healthier. We wouldn't have all the suicides of children. We wouldn't have all the bailout money, the tens of billions of dollars to the vaccine companies. It is, in fact, the vaccines that are perpetuating this pandemic on purpose while they lock us down and they crush human economies, crush the human spirit, and crush humanity. And this, by the way, Alex, I know you've covered this. Combine this with the engineered food scarcity that is now accelerating across the world. This is designed to starve people into begging for FEMA camps where the real extermination acceleration takes place. And I mean, I'm not going to mince words here, not on your show. You know, this is an extermination agenda against humanity. And if we don't rise up peacefully and stop this, they will enslave us all and they will kill billions of people on this planet.
Which they admit is their plan. So let's tackle that. Let's tackle that in the 5 minutes before break. The UN admits the COVID lockdowns causing 10, 20 times the starvation. They admit it's really mass starvation killing people in India. Explain how this artificial food scarcity works. Bill Gates buying up all the farmland, trying to outlaw beef. What's going on?
Well, they have to drive people into the FEMA camps and into destitution and desperation. They're going to use palm scanning, mark of the beast, grocery store tracking systems to give you your allowable quota of food purchases. This is being experimented on right now in the Seattle area by Whole Foods, owned by, of course, Bezos. So it's going to be Mark of the Beast. And if you don't agree to take the vaccines, your food quota will be reduced. So it's worse than Venezuela. They will require you to take your shots or they will starve you to death unless you can grow your own food or do home hydroponics or guerrilla gardening or food storage or something like that, right? So this is the plan. They know that if they can drive people into destitution, homelessness, and also joblessness because of the economic shutdowns and the lockdowns, then they can control people and exterminate them. And by the way, the infertility effects of the vaccines are now beginning to explode. Have you seen the stories of women who are having insane menstruation cycles effects, you know, incredible bleeding because of what's happening after these vaccines? They're having spontaneous abortions. They're having infertility. They're no longer able to have babies. That's in addition to the deaths that are being caused by the vaccines directly, with another major death wave coming later this year, most likely in the fall, due to antibody-dependent enhancement, ADE. So this is a death machine, and we have to opt out of that machine in every way possible. We got to learn to be more self-reliant. We got to learn to say no to masks and no to vaccines. And I know after the break here, we're going to show the photos of what's in the masks. I took these myself with my digital microscope. It's mind-blowing, Alex. There are little hooks. There are little gripper fibers, red and blue fibers, in these masks and in the nasal swabs. I did ultraviolet photography. I did iodine staining on some of them to show the contrast. It is mind-blowing what's in these masks. And this is all getting inhaled into your lungs, and the little hooks are grabbing onto your lung tissue. These things are designed to cause harm, not to help, and they do not block the virus transmission. So that's kind of the summary of where we are, Alex, right now.
Tell folks more about what, because Wolfgang Wudar back in December wrote a big paper with the former chief scientist at Pfizer saying what you just said. But explain what that ADD is for people. That's important.
Antibody-dependent enhancement means that after you've been vaccinated, your immune system is pathogenically primed to overreact to subsequent exposure to regular pathogens in the wild, such as an influenza or a harmless coronavirus that you might get exposed to later on in the year. Your immune system will overreact. You'll have a hyperinflammatory reaction that can lead to death. And this, by the way, doesn't even cover the prion risk.
Again, that's ADD. I mean, they admit that, right, in mainline science, that this can cause a massive autoimmune response like the Spanish flu to any other regular virus.
Alex, you're going to see the hospitals in the fall or the winter probably filled with people who are dying from this antibody-dependent enhancement side effect of the vaccine.
And they're going to say it's a new COVID variant and not even point out that it's vaccinated.
Right. You nailed it. They're gonna blame the unvaccinated for that wave. But if you check, it's only going to be people who have been vaccinated that are in the hospitals at that time, and they're going to be dying in waves. It's not a good situation. This is part of the depopulation agenda. This is going to play out over the next 2 to 3 years. And people who have already been vaccinated, there is no undo. Sadly, there's no undo.
And listeners, let me just tell you this. My spirit, my instinct, my intellect says, get to the country, get dug in now. I've waited too long. I'm so busy on air, I haven't done it. But I'm going to be away some in the next few months because I have to get ready. I mean, it's a miracle if it doesn't go to the next stage. Bill Gates and the UN have set things in motion now that I don't think they can turn off, Mike.
Yeah, you can't turn this back. Because once your immune system has been compromised and, quote, pathogenically primed, then everything else just falls like dominoes upon your subsequent exposure. So this is already set in stone. There's nothing that we can do except pray for those who have taken the vaccine and avoid those vaccines ourselves if we want to live.
And avoid those that have had the vaccines. We're seeing major literature on that now. We'll talk about shedding. Dr. Sherrington, many others are exposing that. We got Mike Adams is our guest, naturalnews.com. Stay with us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Censored, most lied about, most demonized broadcast in the world. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Mike Adams, a health ranger, incredible investigative journalist, is with us. And I want to get into what he found in the mask. A lot of people are asking questions about these. He went out and bought new ones so that it was controlled. He has a highly certified lab. He looked at them, and it's just bizarre. And again, the whole thing's a fraud. These things grow bacterial pneumonia. They don't protect you. That's in a lot of studies, but they're the symbol of the ongoing slavery, so the system pushes it. So for TV viewers, we put the article on screen. It's at naturalnews.com and infowars.com. You need to share this with folks, especially for children, so they understand that a lot of people are collapsing. They're passing out. They're dying in car wrecks. They have lungs that are collapsing when they make runners wear these. This is all a giant Milgram experiment to see what we will put up with. So COVID swabs and masks appear to have hooks and strange fibers that can be inhaled directly into the lungs. So let's go ahead and go back to Mike Adams. Mike Adams, what's going on here?
Well, first of all, I took these photos myself on a digital microscope, so it's clear. This microscope is also capable of capturing video. I know people have asked me, the number one question is, did you see anything moving? Because there are other videos out there that appear to show little fibers and elements moving, maybe in response to environmental changes of humidity and so on. I did not see anything moving, so I did not take any video on this. These are all still shots, but if I do, I'm doing more research on this. I have more samples coming in. We're also going to be looking at the actual cells in the vaccines themselves. So I'm using some staining techniques and some, microbiology laboratory techniques to be able to visualize those with a better definition. I'll be publishing those in the weeks ahead. But so far, no, I have not seen anything moving, which is good. I would hope there's nothing, alive in a mask or a swab, but who knows? So I'm always going to be on the lookout for that. What I have seen, as you're showing on your screen there, and especially the purple images show the ultraviolet light imaging of these, and it shows very bizarre structures. The one you're showing right now is in a mask, and that's a carbon fiber matrix surrounding objects that to me look like egg sacs. I'm not saying that they're actually larvae or eggs or anything. That's just the shape. They look like little matrix cocoons. I think that's very bizarre. I don't know what that's doing in there. Other images show these blue and red fibers. Many people might associate that with Morgellons. I'm not claiming that that's Morgellons. I don't know what they are. I'm just saying that these are all unedited, no Photoshop. I just took the images. I may have adjusted contrast and brightness a little bit, but this is raw microscopy of what's in the masks and what's in the swabs. That's an iodine-stained swab right there. I use iodine as a stain in order to show more contrast, and you can see then the synthetic the fibers coming off the swab that appear to have something on the tips, some kind of structure on the tips of these fibers. I'm not sure what that is. We're going to be able to zoom in more soon and get more definition. That's also on the swab right there using ultraviolet illumination and time-lapse photography using some depth of field techniques. And it shows weird kind of glowing, sparkling, reflecting of the ultraviolet light. So these are all raw images. I don't claim to know what all these things are, but I do say they are real. This is what's in your mask. This is what's in your nasal swab.
And we know from all the studies that it's really bad for you. It turns out Fauci wrote one in 2008 saying most of the deaths of the Spanish flu were from bacterial pneumonia because people were wearing the mask.
Yeah, it's very clear, Alex, that these masks contain materials that will be inhaled into the lungs. And some of these materials appear to have little gripper heads that may be able to hook onto the soft tissue.
Well, let me ask you this. I called you a few days ago and said, what do you think of the footage from a microscope on screen out of Germany where they looked at one of the vaccines? It looked like little cells with little membranes swimming around, moving around. You know, that could be something else. Things vibrating and stuff, we don't know. But the point is, this all needs to be investigated. They're keeping all of this very, very secret. I have an article that just broke. Billionaire Bill Gates says no to sharing vaccine recipe with poor countries. Well, that's because he doesn't want people to know what's in them. These are experimental. They're not even telling us. They're saying it's proprietary. Right. This is a recipe for total disaster.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I do want to urge caution when we see things moving under the microscope. The microscope light is a source of heat, and sometimes heat can cause some convection in the liquid.
Exactly.
So sometimes things could appear to be moving. That's why I'm being very cautious about this, but I'm going to do more investigations, and we do need to be on the lookout for what's in the vaccines, the masks, and the swabs.
Well, Mike, what you need is you got a certified lab. We can do this too, but you've got a lab. Why don't you wear a mask for a day? Show a clean mask under an electron microscope or under a microscope, and then show a dirty one. Now that's what we know is going to be growing in that sucker.
I don't know that I want to wear a mask, but I'll do it for science, just for a day, just to run the experiment. Why not? That's a great idea.
Well, please come back on when that happens. But we've got the rest of the hour with you. I want to pick your brain on other subjects now. What do you make of Bill Gates wanting to keep in all these vaccines that he's helped produce secret? I mean, A, how does he have the power to do that? It shows he's in charge of everything. And then B, that's just another illustration of how secretive this is.
Well, it's very clear that they're putting things in these vaccines that if people knew what was in there, they would not take them. And by the way, part of the emergency authorization use that was granted by the FDA allows vaccine manufacturers to not tell the public what ingredients they're using. That's actually part of that emergency authorization protocol, so they can skip the normal requirements for complete disclosure, which means that we absolutely do not know what's in these vaccines. They are withholding that information, and we could assume, though, that there's a nefarious reason for this, because they're probably putting things in there that are designed to accelerate vaccine reactions, vaccine viral shedding, as well as infertility effects, which Bill Gates has been an advocate of for, you know, a decade or more, and also possibly to cause all of these blood clots, which end up causing heart attacks and strokes and lung problems. You know, blood clots, which are caused by all the four vaccines approved in the United States right now, blood clots, they appear as different symptoms in different parts of the body. So a blood clot in the brain might be diagnosed as a stroke. A blood clot in the heart might cause a heart attack. You know, blood clots in the lungs would have a different diagnosis. So blood clots are circulating in the body, and then that's the diagnosis that's given so that doctors say, well, it wasn't the vaccine. No, it was a heart attack. Well, guess what? The heart attack was caused by the blood clots from the vaccine, from the antibodies, which cause blood platelet aggregation in the body. So even the antibodies themselves are biologically active. Mike Yeadon, formerly from Pfizer, he talked about this. They're biologically active. So the antibodies themselves are causing coagulation of the blood that's leading to blood clots and deaths.
And let's let that sink in. Let's let that sink in when we come back. All four of these vaccines are banned in dozens of countries apiece, from the Pfizer to the AstraZeneca. But then they act like we're kooks when we say look out, when we said look out before. So this is all a process, just like with autism, to see how bad they can hurt us and can they get away with it. And to cover up the autism with an even bigger crisis, what will the next crisis be that they cover things up? Well, that's that ADE that Mike Adams was just talking about. He knows what he's talking about. There is a lot to go over, a lot to break down. Please tell everyone you know on Twitter, Facebook, everywhere, while you still can, to tune in now to Infowars.com/show and man.video and local stations. This is Live at Desktop. Last week, I had a caller to my radio/TV transmission, and he said, Alex, there's all these facts and all these numbers and vaccines being recalled and people dying from it and people getting sick. How do I reach out to my friends and family and explain to them and to warn them about the danger? And I said to him something very profound, because it's so true. Trust your gut, trust your spirit, what the Bible tells us. And I said, ask those friends, those family, those neighbors, do you feel good about this vaccine? And his answer was, no, they don't feel good about it. So go with your gut. Well, let me ask you again. How's your gut feel about getting storable food? How's your gut feel about getting down the countryside? How's your gut feel about getting guns and ammo to protect yourself? Well, I know what your gut's telling you. We have the best storable food at the highest quality at the lowest prices you're going to find. 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now or PrepareWithAlex.com. Go with your gut and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Department, in order to foment a false narrative for the power-hungry cowards of the U.S. Congress.
We will carry these heroes and their families with us for the rest of our careers. Their deaths will not be in vain.
Capitol Officer Sicknick, who has died in the line of duty. Our sympathies and our concerns go out to his family. And the people responsible should be held accountable.
He faced down terrorist attackers and sacrificed himself, his own safety, his own security, and ultimately his life.
On January 6, 2021, he joined his fellow police officers to defend the Capitol from invasion by a violent mob. He was attacked by the invaders, pepper sprayed twice, and reportedly hit in the head with a fire extinguisher. He later collapsed at his office as a result of his injuries and was transported to the hospital, where he died the next day.
On January 6th, Brian Sicknick texted his brother twice after being hit with pepper spray, telling him he was in good shape. But sometime after 10 p.m., Sicknick collapsed and was taken to a D.C. hospital where he was put on a ventilator after suffering from two strokes and a blood clot. Around 9:30 p.m. on January 7th, Sicknick died. Immediately, the Capitol Police released a statement claiming Sicknick died due to injuries sustained while on duty, saying Sicknick was injured while physically engaging with protesters and that he was taken to a local hospital where he succumbed to his injuries. Then the Fourth Estate got to work, turning Sicknick into a martyr for the Democrats' big lie. The New York Times began the onslaught of lies, falsely reporting that Sicknick had died after being struck by a fire extinguisher. The propaganda floodgates had been opened.
USA! USA! USA!
The New York Times is reporting that the FBI has now zeroed in on an unnamed assailant in the death of Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick, who died after he fought with protesters. According to the Times, the FBI suspects Sicknick may have died because of a bad reaction to being hit with bear spray or mace.
This new video showing one of the rioters heave a fire extinguisher at a line of police, striking several in the head. Homicide investigators probing the death of Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick have been looking into reports that he may have been hit with a fire extinguisher.
Capitol Hill cop Brian Sicknick was killed by a blow to the head with a fire extinguisher.
On March 14th, Julian Eli Cater, 32, of Pennsylvania, and George Pierre Tanios, 39, of West Virginia, were charged with assaulting Sicknick with a substance similar to bear spray. But unlike the still unknown Capitol Police Officer who had all charges dropped after killing Air Force veteran Ashley Babbitt in cold blood without a vocal warning or even a warning shot, Cater and Tanios were awaiting the results of the medical examiner to see if they would be charged with Sicknick's death. On April 19th, 2021, over 3 months after the autopsy, the Office of the Chief Medical Examiner of the District of Columbia, Francisco J. Diaz, released its report, concluding that the manner of death was natural and that the manner of death was due to two strokes and a blood clot. Diaz then told the Washington Post that there was no evidence that Sicknick had an allergic reaction to chemicals or was otherwise injured, and that all that transpired played a role in his condition. And now, as the Washington Examiner reports, Senator Ron Johnson, a Wisconsin Republican, on Thursday sent a letter to Acting Capitol Police Chief Yogananda Pittman, contending the determination from Chief Medical Officer Francisco Diaz, who told the Washington Examiner last week that Sicknick's cause of death was a stroke, raises more questions about what the Capitol Police knew and what actions they took to confirm certain facts regarding Officer Sicknick's death before it released its January 7th statement. The massive cover-up by those that cowered and hid behind their lies rather than face their concerned constituents is a prime example of the rot at the core of our republic.
I knew those were people that love this country, that truly respect law enforcement, would never do anything to break a law, and so I wasn't concerned. Now, had the tables been turned, Joe, this could be in trouble. Had the tables been turned and President Trump won the election, and those were tens of thousands of Black Lives Matter and Antifa protesters, I might have been a little concerned.
John Bound reporting.
All right, we had a little technical difficulty. That doesn't seem to happen but a couple times a year. It's happened twice today. Our relaying computer system for the radio network conked out for about 10 seconds, but we are back, and I appreciate Mike Adams holding through that longer break. That was a very important report. That's a whole other separate issue I was actually going to raise to Mike Adams in our final segment coming up about the destabilization campaigns, the collapsing border, how we can counter this, strategies to get on the offense, or do we just have to dig in now to the long, horrible collapse of the U.S. into the mark of the beast world government system? You know, we fought so long. We're so vindicated at this point. We're so thankful for all of our radio and TV stations out there and all the great folks that know what's happening. Mike, let's talk about that. Let's talk about big picture, because I mean, it's all out in the open. Animal-human cloning, government-run pedophilia, just pure evil is upon us. Studying history, studying these cycles of decadence that we've gone into, how do we combat this?
Well, it's very clear that the media, the mainstream media, is a psychological terrorism operation. That's their job, is to terrorize America. This was even admitted by a CNN executive with the Project Veritas expose. So, and James O'Keefe is an American hero, of course, for his work. So what we need to do is understand that any time that we feel rising hatred or fear, we need to recognize that is a manipulated reaction, an emotion. So the media is trying to make you afraid of COVID, make you afraid of other races. They're trying to push a racial, they want a race war is really what they want. They want a riot. They want shootings in the streets of blacks and whites shooting and killing each other. So the answer to this is to reject the racial hatred and to embrace those who have earned it with merit, to embrace those of other colors and other religions and other genders, male and female. There are only two genders, but let's welcome women into groups that are traditionally men and the other way around. I'm not saying bathrooms, keep the men out of women's bathrooms, obviously, but let's men and women work together to restore freedom and liberty. And we have to learn to, believe it or not, express love to people rather than hatred that is invoked from the media, and to not play a part in their massive nationwide false flag effort that they're trying to push, because that's what they want. They want a race war, and then they want to be able to invoke the military to be deployed domestically to confiscate the guns, throw everybody into FEMA camps, and then basically from that point forward, it's a totalitarian military dictatorship, and that's communism. That's their plan. So, now, of course, we must also practice self-defense in our homes and with our families and on our property and so on. I'm not saying to express love to an attacker who's trying to kill you. Sometimes you have to shoot in self-defense. But do not allow the media to control your emotions to go out and invoke violence or to provoke hatred toward anyone else because the media has made you mad. Monitor your emotions, control what you're thinking, what you're feeling in your heart. Be stoic. I mean, defend the country, have courage, but do not allow yourself to be a puppet of the media. That's my message.
And I'd also just add, bottom line, get the hell out of major cities, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because there it almost doesn't matter how much love you have in your heart for humanity or America. They are going to try to hunt you down and harm you or kill you in some of those blue cities, and they will unleash Black Lives Matter or Antifa mobs against you. And at that point, even if you're the most wonderful person in the world, you need to get out of Dodge and get to a safe place, a red state, a red county. Second Amendment is insured, and connect with a good church there, and read the Bible, practice those protocols for scripture, and be willing to stand up and fight.
I totally agree. All right, let's get back into COVID and the next step and how we fight back with Mike Adams right now.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way. You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Coming up in the next hour, Carol Salente takes over, but I'm going to host for about 10, 15 minutes first and hit some big Republican news. You know, they just had a big event announced in Florida, the big Republican Leadership Summit, and President Trump's not invited. The lead speaker is Liz Cheney. Super unpopular with the Republicans, super unpopular with the American people, but that's who they're going to force feed us with. And CNN's created a new special board of neocons who will judge whether the Republican Party is moral or not. I mean, this is all just sick, disgusting gaslighting. But we showed this article over the weekend. It's totally freaking India out, Mike Adams, the health ranger here with us. India's public health ambassador dies a day after taking COVID vaccine, one of the top stars in Bollywood, the top comedian in the country. He took it and died of a heart attack a day later. Well, it's right here in the literature. What is myocarditis? Heart inflammation in some Pfizer vaccine patients probed in Israel. Newsweek. Well, that's what's happening to a lot of people. They're dying of heart attacks. Reportedly, MDX is what his family said, died of a heart attack a day after he took the shot. That's on the inserts. It can cause your heart to swell up. What's really happening here, Mike Adams?
Well, right. I believe the rapper DMX did die from the COVID vaccine that was then diagnosed as a heart attack, right? So this is what I talked about a couple of segments ago. Once you have blood clots, those blood clots get circulated through your body, and they can end up in your brain, your lungs, your heart, or other organs or tissues, and there they can be fatal. And this is caused by these vaccines. So a lot of people who thought they were going to be vaccine advocates or even celebrities who have been paid by the vaccine industry to take a vaccine shot on camera, sometimes days or weeks later, those people are dead. And then, you know, you're supposed to forget that they came out and touted the vaccine and took a shot on camera. But the vaccine industry has killed just this year, you know, baseball legend Hank Aaron and famous boxers and celebrities and even a financial, I think, or legal analyst on CNN, a black woman in her 40s, was killed by the vaccine, I believe. So this is happening. The deaths are being covered up. So remember, last year, before the vaccine, if you died of anything, it was called a COVID death. But this year, if you die from the vaccine, it's called a coincidence. So coincidence is the number one leading cause of death now in 2021 because it's really vaccines killing people. The cover-up is here. They're going to blame the unvaccinated for the variant strains, and they're going to keep pushing vaccines until they exterminate as many people as possible. Their goal is billions. This is going to continue until people rise up peacefully and stop this. This is medical tyranny. This is an extermination agenda. Just to kind of wrap up my appearance on your show today, this is an extermination agenda. They will come for you sooner or later if they haven't already. You need to get out of the blue cities, get out of the blue states, get to some place where you can have some self-reliance. You need to get real assets because an economic collapse is coming. They're going to confiscate all the dollars in bank accounts.
Well, that was my next point. John Hopkins seems to be the head group that comes up with the talking points in their different SPARS events and their other different events. But another big one that they're now foreshadowing came out 2 years ago, and that is a, quote, cyber attack that brings down the world currency. The globalists have created trillions in fake derivatives. They need a way to convince us it's our fault. They're using the Great Reset as the cover. They now admit they're actually doing that. I mean, why are they being so obvious about this?
Well, they realize that they've lobotomized so many people with the vaccines because mini strokes are caused in people's brains who take these vaccines. The mini strokes are like little mini lobotomies. And I really ask your audience to hear me on this point. People who are taking these vaccines are losing cognitive function. I've heard reports of people who cannot do their jobs anymore. They come back to work after taking a vaccine. Their brains don't work anymore. They can't do their job functions. So there are many strokes happening, which is taking away cognition. So one of the main goals of the vaccine is to brain damage people enough to accept the global reset agenda, you see, or to accept other vaccines, or to accept Biden as the fake president, or to, you know, to watch a Biden green screen glitch where
and then
his hand
CDC,
passes in front of the microphone.
Exactly, and then the CDC that's actually running it all then is the group investigating it. I mean, it's incredible. But do you agree with me that it's not going well for them overall? The globalists are still moving forward. They've initiated something like rolling a snowball downhill that can't be reversed at this point. But I'm seeing a giant awakening. People are talking about the deaths. In fact, here's an example of CNN deception. Headline this weekend, 60% have taken the vaccine or plan to. Then I went to CDC's own numbers. USA Today had the real numbers. 15% of Americans have been vaccinated. Now they say almost everyone else is refusing. They're going to try to force it. So they're lying by saying 60% are thinking about it or have had it. That's a deception. So all over the world, people are refusing it.
They may be able to vaccinate something between 40 and 50% of people who are misinformed so much that they're willing to commit vaccine suicide. But beyond that, 50% or so, or whatever it is, they're not going to be able to convince those people to take vaccines because people are informed and aware and they don't want to die from vaccine side effects. So right now they're closing down vaccination sites in certain states across America. Some states are saying they no longer need the full allotment of vaccines from the federal government. And now, by the way, Alex, the big thing here is the government's going to shift into coercion mode. Because now
that's what CNN said. They said now the hard part, you can't go to 4th of July unless you've had a shot. You know, you can't leave your cage unless we say so.
That's right. That's right. So they're going to have to go into arm twisting or what one person called hand-to-hand combat mode, going door-to-door trying to coerce you into getting a vaccine. That's what's coming now. In fact, that has already begun.
And that's the beginning of the Clinton Foundation-run contact tracers to get the giant contracts. Yep. Next, they're going to demand to come on your land and test you. That the UN has said that.
Yep. Well, I wonder if someday the Supreme Court might hear a self-defense case of somebody who defends their body against a vaccine attack. using the Second Amendment. That could be a future legal case. Because I got to tell you, an attack with a vaccine that kills people is an attack with a deadly weapon. And that's with intent to cause harm. So, yes, you do have the right. You own your body. And you have the right to defend your body and to defend your home against those who are trying to cause you bodily harm. So that's going to be an interesting thing to see what happens. But I suspect most of the coercion will come in the form of trying to starve you to death unless you agree to take the vaccine, weaponizing the
food.
That's
the plan, is the economic collapse, weaponize the food, absolutely.
Yep.
Well, you certainly saw this a long time ago. You know, you're dug in Central Texas. I'm way behind the curve on that. I mean, I knew it was needed. I've given that advice out, but it's just that I feel really sorry for just the average hardworking person that doesn't have any means to try to get outside the city. But if you've got family in rural areas, folks, it's better to be poor than dead, because I'm telling you, the globalists are making their move on this country.
And remember, folks, assets are things that you can see and touch, things that are under your control. If you think you have assets because you're looking at a computer screen and there are numbers on that screen, whether those numbers are bank account numbers or stock numbers, those don't count because those can all be confiscated. Real assets are things that you can touch, gold and silver, land, firearms and ammunition, things that are real, that are under your control. That's what's going to survive this global reset. So mark my words, that day is coming.
I'm telling my friends, I'm telling my family, everybody needs to get ready now. Mike, you are really doing a great job. Naturalnews.com. That site's been banned by a lot of big tech media, but you've got a lot of backup sites that are excellent as well. Give us some of the other wonderful URLs you've got.
Well, you know, I'm the founder of Brighteon.com, and that's doing really well as a YouTube alternative. We have live streaming features coming soon for that. We also have NewsTarget.com, but basically everything that I've built is banned by big tech. But that's okay. A lot of alternatives are launching now, and there's an alternative ecosystem of truth that you are a big part of, band.video, and all the new social media platforms that you're using. The truth cannot be suppressed. We are winning in the information war.
That's right.
We are winning.
Well, we don't have a choice. I mean, the globalists, now the denial's over. It's worse than I thought it would be. And, we can pat ourselves on the back, but that's not the issue. The issue is surviving and overcoming this. Thank you so much, Mike Adams.
Thank you, Alex.
And like you said, we need to love each other no matter what color we are and realize the enemy is dividing and conquering us. That doesn't mean you don't call out racist, out-of-control black people or racist, out-of-control white people or whatever group it is. Doesn't mean you don't call them fools, LeBron James. It's nothing but like a black David Duke on steroids. But you don't hate other black people just because he's a racist pig. You expose the whole thing. Now, I'm going to do a few segments on a bunch of breaking news, and then we got the great Gerald Celente taking over. Please remember, I am funded by you, and I have great products you need. We have got the amazing Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoid. Leading competitors are only 5%, and it works great. When is it 5%? This is super strong. It's back in stock. Notice it has a white cap. We can't even get black caps. That's one reason it was held up for months. I said, get different color caps. But that's the whole breakdown in civilization. So get stocked up while you still can. And get high-quality, storable food that lasts over a decade, that's high-quality, ready to ship you, preparewithalex.com. They've got 5 factories around the United States. And VasoBeets, you've got all these trace minerals and vitamins and nutrients and things that are known to be good for your arteries, your veins, your heart. And I always forget your liver. VasoBeets is back. People love it. It's 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget, we also have Prostagard with Saw Palmetto for your prostate and other glands of the body, and it's also like a multivitamin mineral as well. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.